My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda continue talking about the church. Is she true to herself, and is Davin leaving? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "The leadership of the church must do something about it, else it might tarnish the image of the church, if that has not happened already."
You know, this is very thoughtful.
Don't you want to send her some money?
That was not my first instinct. Oh.
It is
on.
Just, it's not a very one-sided conversation.
No.
Which is intriguing.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's
why we get
intriguing.
Along so well. I go, "They have lost many people over this, just like they have lost many others on divorce and homosexuality. People are moving away from the strict teaching. Our society is getting more liberal, despite what you hope. Young people are more tolerant." "Young people are more tolerant than the principles that have traditionally been what the church is based on. I am more liberal than you, I believe. I think that is a cultural thing, though." She goes, "Don't understand why they still do this when the Bible says they shouldn't, but I think it's some bad people with no morals who fuel the things for their evil agenda." That's her.
Wow.
It's a church-going girl right there.
Yeah.
I go, "Just when I think I know
no
Belinda."
Doubt on that.
I go, "Just when I think I know Belinda, there's always something more to learn." Smiley face. She goes, "Why do you say that, smiley face?" I go, "Just think you're pretty cool is all."
Yeah.
The more I talk to this person, the more I am befuddled.
This person. This one.
The more I'm befuddled how you would ever let anybody put a dimmer on the flame that is your soul. Remember, she went into hiding because she was called black, so she used the Juliana Vallis's picture and...
Yeah. Is the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, honey, you are black. Sorry. Sorry to be the one to tell you.
No, but she was called, like, nasty.
I know. I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. I'll message her that. She goes, "I always try to be myself and give honest opinion."
Okay.
I go, "I like a strong black woman." Smiley face.
You know, it's funny. She just did.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, she just did.
She gave me two smiley faces?
Wait.
Well, I mean, she's not exactly the most forthright person we've run into.
I was just going to say, if we go back in time just a little bit, I always try to be myself. Oh, really, Agnes? Oh, really?
Belinda.
Yes. Mavis. I mean, Belinda.
Whoever you are. Whatever that guy.
I see three.
Whatever that guy feeding
you are.
Whatever that guy feeding you lies is telling you to say.
But that's where it takes twists and turns.
Yeah.
Because you just, you know, I got stuck in it just at this moment going, "Yeah, well, you just had a comment." And then you go, "Yeah, really? How about when she was somebody else?"
Yeah. You know? I mean, isn't it a little disingenuous to say I'm always myself?
Right.
I
mean, you know.
Maybe she meant occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally on myself.
Right.
So I say I like a strong black woman. She gives me two smiley faces. She goes, "I also like a strong white man."
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you guys want to be alone?
We do. Leave. I go, "Ooh, two smiley faces. I think I just made you very happy, LOL." And she gives me a smiley face with teeth.
Tell me how happy I made you.
So what time tomorrow do I get to see your pretty face? She goes, "Around 5 p.m. my time." I go, "What time does it get dark in Accra?" That's the capital. That's where she lives. She goes, "Just around that time." I go, "That is early. Maybe we could talk a few hours earlier. I do not want you walking home in the dark. I thought it gets dark around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's true, because if this is a real chick...
You don't want to walk home in the dark.
No, I got it. You know, because I don't know. I mean, I know there's been guys involved, and I don't know.
Look at him being a gentleman.
I'm always a gentleman, even when I'm a creep.
I know.
Shut up, Joe. I put the jacket over the puddle so you could step over it.
Yeah.
I just all of a sudden flashed on this image of you two idiots going along being, like, so nice to each other. No, after you. No, after you.
Sure, we're very polite. So I tell her we could talk. I told her I thought it could start around 6. She goes, "The sun goes down around 5 p.m., which leaves the sky dark, but it gets really dark around 6 p.m. All right.
Yeah.
Sunset, boom, boom, boom. I go, "Can we talk 3 at your time?" She goes, "That's when I go for Kasia. That's her daughter at school. And I have to get her something to eat and everything. When I'm done, it's around 5 p.m. Go, "Oh, I'm just worried about you walking home alone in the dark." She goes, "There is very little or nothing I can do about it. I guess we'll have to take that chance. Kasia just came. Give me a couple minutes to check how she is doing."
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Okay, she came from where?" Belinda says, "School." I go, "Oh, I thought she got out at 3. It is 4 now.
Right.
She goes, "I asked Ishmael to go get her, but I guess he went somewhere before going to get her." I go, too bad he can't get her tomorrow. That would be a big help."
Yeah.
She goes, "Would have to find out. That's what I'm trying to find out. She has to take her drugs, too." okay, I'll let you go. She goes, I'll be back soon. I go, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
She goes, really? But this is another day. I'll be back soon. Okay. I go, if not, I'm going to find another African girl. And I know where to find them, too.
Mm.
She goes, can see you really like African girls. See you in a bit. I go, you have opened up you've opened me up to a whole new continent. Would you prefer I sample some women from Asia?
She sample.
She gives a big old smiley face.
The Asian sampler.
I go, fine, if you're not. It's the poo-poo platter of dating. I like a good poo-poo platter, Joe.
That's the pussy platter.
Really? Oh, yeah. 2 weeks ago, I threw out that kiss line I thought it was going to destroy. It just sat there. Meanwhile, I just... Blah, 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 blah. Really?
You never know.
Don't write. That's the... I thought we'd been over this, Joe. I go, fine, if you're not back, I'll be working on getting a Chinese girl. They are hard workers and can get me a new iPad.
Build you one.
Sure. She goes, okay, I'll be back. See you. Smiley face. Okay. Then she comes back. She's like, I'm back. Where are you? I'm like, I'm here. And then she's gone. I guess you're worried. I will find a new girl. She laughs. Guess you want to be with another gal. I go, yep, I'm leaving you. It's all over. She goes, okay, if you're leaving me, then that is it for now. I go, what does if I'm leaving you then is for now mean? She goes, are you serious about leaving? I go, do you think I'm serious? She goes, I know you're joking. I go, you do? Why do you say that? Do you think I will never leave you? Am I too madly in love with you to find another? She goes, don't know. You tell me. And this is the whimsical play shit. That's
this is the girl you wrote porn with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Joe, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you can still listen to it if you go into Diamonds and Scams and Scammer Clips. They're up there now.
Yeah, but I'm getting the cute flirty vibe here, too.
Yeah,
kids.
Just two kids in love, Joe.
You kids.
Just me, the guys feeding your lines, and my wife. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time, Joe.
Awesome.
One big happy family, Joe.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.